Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Many of us need to be vaccinated for shingles. What's shingles and who needs the vaccination? Let's go in depth with Amanda Yarkowski, injection nurse at Pella Regional Health Center. Amanda, what's shingles?
Shingles is a virus caused by the same virus that causes chickenpox. So you get chickenpox when you're little, usually, and it lies dormant inside you and then eventually reactivates as shingles. You can have it for many years without it causing any symptoms, but when it does re-erupt, it is a painful rash, usually following the path of a nerve on one side of your body, and it can attack anywhere, your torso, your head. It can follow the path of a nerve through your eye and cause some side effects, blindness, low vision. So in a nutshell, shingles is a virus.
And it's a scary one too.
It is. It's scary and it's painful, can cause fevers, body aches. After the shingles virus has cleared up and gone away, it can cause something called post-herpetic neuralgia, which is pain after the rash has cleared up. So you can still have pain months after the shingles outbreak.
Well, you made me flash back to when I was a kid and had chicken pox and little scabs all over my head.
Yes, yes. So shingles is the same. You would have rash, red, inflamed, and then it crusts over and clears up.
Like chickenpox did?
Like chickenpox. Mm-hmm. Same virus. They're in the same family.
But it expresses themselves. I guess you get chickenpox all over your body. I just remember.
Yes. You can get it everywhere.
Okay. And so yep. Shingles is the same thing.
Shingles is the same thing, but shingles is usually following the path of a nerve, hence the pain, and usually only on one side of the body. So you wouldn't see it on both sides of your torso. You'd just see it on one side or one side of the head or on one arm versus another arm.
And so I've had chickenpox, so I have shingles?
You don't have shingles. You have the virus that causes shingles. And so it's just waiting for the right time. Usually you see it in patients that have a compromised immune system. So they are older adults. They're going through chemotherapy or medications that make their immune system weaker. Sometimes it can be caused by intense stress. So you're going through cancer treatment, very stressful, and it can erupt then. But it is just lying there waiting for the right circumstance to bloom.
Just ready to
jump
me
out there and say hi.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, tell us there's something you can do about it.
There is something that you can do about it. Shingles and also the neurologic pain afterwards can be treated with a vaccine called Shingrix. It is a newer vaccine, came out a few years ago. It is a two-shot series separated by 2 to 6 months. We need at least 2 months between both injections. So you get one, and then we have you come back 2 months later to get the booster. During clinical trials, they found that it was over 90% effective versus the previous vaccine called Zostavax. Zostavax is only about 60% effective, still better than nothing, but Shingrix has really upped the immune response in patients and lasts longer for a longer amount of years.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about shingles with Amanda Yarkowski, injection nurse at Pella Regional. How is it administered?
Shingrix is a dead virus, so it won't give you shingles. It is administered in a muscle, usually the arm, by injection, so there is a little bit of pain from the needle. It can cause some side effects as far as arm pain where you got the injection. You might see a little redness or warmth. Some patients have reported that they got body aches the next day and had a fever. That would be typical of getting an immunization, causing an immune response. So that means your body is working to make those antibodies to prevent the disease from occurring.
So in other words, you're going to stab me.
I'm going to stab you, yes.
But with a needle. And
with a needle.
And
I'll give you a Band-Aid and a lollipop if you're very good.
I'll be good. Needles don't bother me that much. So
some people have a huge needle phobia, and we try to work with that and do some relaxation breathing, and it doesn't last very long. It's mostly the idea that I'm going to stab you.
But if you're in a lot of pain, that's nothing compared to the
That's
pain
nothing
shingles.
Compared to shingles. Yes, shingles can last. The side effects from shingles can last many months. We've had patients who have had a shingles outbreak go through one of their eyes and cause some blindness. We've had shingles in the mouth affecting their swallowing, their eating. So the injection is less than 30 seconds for a lifetime of immunity.
And so then for a lifetime of immunity, so you're telling me I should get my shingles shot.
Everyone should get the shingles shot if they're over 50 years old.
Well, I'm just barely.
Okay. Right. Spring well, chicken, so you mean, are.
Yes, well, up here I am. Okay, so I need a shingles vaccine.
Yes. So all you would do is talk to your doctor to get an order. Must be ordered by a provider. So if you see a doctor or nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, and then you can make an appointment with the nurse that does injections in the clinic to get your shingles shot. We do ask that if you are over 65 with Medicare, you receive your Shingrix vaccine at the pharmacy. They have an easier time billing your supplemental insurance. It's probably not going to be covered in the clinic setting, just how insurance and billing works. So you want to check with your insurance, make sure they're going to pay for it. It is not a cheap injection. It runs around $200, and you need two of them. So we want to make sure that people aren't going to get a surprise and get a bill in a couple months. We don't want you to have shingles, but we don't want you to be upset when you get the bill.
Sure, but if you already have shingles, $200-$400 is absolutely worth it because you don't want to be in misery.
Yes, totally. If you've had a shingles outbreak before, you are still eligible to get the shingle shot. If you had it currently, we'd want you to wait for the rash to clear up and then come back after you're healed and get the vaccine. But if you've already had shingles in your life, yes, definitely, we want you to get that vaccine.
They probably already have it, or are there people out there in misery and don't know this?
Yes, yes, yeah.
There are?
There are people who don't know that there's a new shingles vaccine. You know, maybe they don't go to the doctor a whole bunch. And we have only carried it for a year and a half to 2 years.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about shingles with Amanda Yarkowski, injection nurse at Pella Regional. All right, now I had a buddy a few years ago, I've known since we were little kids. He got shingles, was in a lot of pain, but then he quit talking about it. He got the vaccine, and it seemed to turn it around really quickly. Is that common?
It can help with the pain afterwards. We ask that you get that booster, because even if you are exposed while you've gotten the first one, you've still gotten a lot of coverage from the first injection. So you get that booster 2 months later, and it pushes you over the top. So it can help with helping with the pain.
And what proportion of people do have, well, we all have, if we've had chickenpox, what proportion of people will get shingles? Is it small, large?
Everyone has the ability to get shingles if they had chickenpox when they're a child. So I can't say 100% are going to get shingles. It just has to be the right time for their immune system to have an outbreak. But it is possible, since they're carrying that virus around in them, that it could happen any time.
Okay, so a few years ago, I started having some itching on one side of my waist, and I thought, I'm getting shingles, and then it went away. Was I getting shingles?
It's a possibility, but usually you see a raised rash. You might have a fever and some body aches. It's hard to say without seeing it. You definitely want your doctor to look at it. They can prescribe antiviral or pain medicine.
So we should just not worry about it, and just if we're over 50, come and get the vaccine.
If you're over 50, yes, please talk to your doctor, get the order for the vaccine, and we can get you going on getting you covered.
And so should I ask the doctor, you say I should go to the pharmacist first if I'm on Medicaid?
So if you're on Medicare, your doctor still needs to order it. We still need a doctor's order for this shot. Some shots we can just do without a doctor's order. But for Shingrix, you do need a doctor's order. If you're over 65 and have Medicare, you should go and get your Shingrix from the pharmacy. They have it's easier for them to bill your Medicare Part D than we do it in the clinic.
Okay, so if I'm on Medicare, I go to the pharmacy.
Yes.
All right, I just need to remember that.
Yes, yes. And we're always here to answer questions.
All right, but what if I come here by mistake? You're going to send me to the pharmacy?
We might end up sending you to the pharmacy just because we don't want you to get a large bill, but there is a form we can have you fill out called an advanced beneficiary notice. We can send it through Medicare and your Part D, and they might cover it, but we want you to be aware that you probably get a bill.
Yeah, why take the chance?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what else do people need to know about shingles we didn't touch on?
Not a whole bunch. I mean, it's painful. It can be debilitating, affect your activities of daily living. And there's a vaccine available to prevent, a disruption in your life. And everyone over 50 should get the vaccine.
Well, it must feel good that you can help people out that are in that kind of pain.
It does. It does. I am very pro-vaccine. I really believe that you should do everything you can to prevent diseases. And if there's a vaccine for it, you should definitely get it.
Thanks to Amanda Yarkowski for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.